This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today said that uninterrupted supply of oil and gas has been ensured in the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia conflict, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that the government has taken effective steps to ensure normal supply of LPG, PNG, petrol and diesel in the country. Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Nidhi Kesarwani, also highlighted the measures taken by the government amidst the West Asia crisis.
Multiple activities and facilitative orders have been issued, which are oriented towards uninterrupted supply of fuel and gas. 41 biogas cylinder filling and storage plants have been granted the approval, and also the 14 plants, the license have been provided. In the light of demand for kerosene, temporary storage relaxations have been granted for superior kerosene oil storage up to 2,500 liters, and a one-time relaxation for 5,000 liters for PDS kerosene has been given for ensuring last-mile continuity.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has always been in favour of peace and welcomes all initiatives that lead to peace and stability in the West Asia. He underlined that de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise the franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Election Commission has reported seizures exceeding 1,000 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal amid assembly elections and by-elections. The Commission said since the activation of the election seizure management system in February this year, West Bengal recorded seizures worth over 472 crore rupees, including cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and freebies, while Tamil Nadu reported seizures of over 599 crore rupees. The ECI said over 5,000 flying squad teams and more than 5,300 state surveillance teams have been deployed across both states for rapid response and surprise checks. District grievance committees have also been set up to address complaints related to enforcement activities. The Supreme Court today made strong observations over the alleged interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee during an Enforcement Directorate ED investigation in Kolkata. The court warned that democracy would be in peril if a sitting chief minister intervenes in an ongoing investigation. A bench comprising Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and N.V. Anjaria said the issue cannot be treated merely as a dispute between the centre and the state, but as an act by an individual holding constitutional office. The court was hearing a plea by the Enforcement Directorate alleging interference by West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and state authorities during an investigation of an Office of Political Consultancy firm, Indian Political Action Committee, IPAC, in connection with money laundering probe. The government has constituted the Online Gaming Authority of India, comprising 6 members. According to a Gazette notification of Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, the authority will consist Additional Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology as chairperson. Other 5 members will include Joint Secretaries of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Information and Broadcasting, Youth Affairs and Sports, Department of Financial Services and Department of Legal Affairs. The function of the authority will include categorizing and registering online games, deciding whether a game qualifies as a money game, and addressing public grievances. It is established to issue guidelines, codes of practice and directions to ensure compliance. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. Last year on this day, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response, the Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May, striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killing over 100 terrorists. And that is the end of this news bulletin.